And now, Capital Chat, the Community Connection, KINY.
All right, good morning. Welcome to Capital Chat on KINY 800 AM 94.9 FM. It is 8:33, and we are about to talk First Friday. First Friday is this Friday. Believe it or not, it has snuck up on me, and I'm assuming it did as, did with you as well.
Yes. Boy,
it came around fast, didn't it?
Every month.
Holy
cow. It's just, here we are again.
Happy May.
Yeah, happy May. So we have Rochelle and Tracy in with us, and you guys have a whole plethora of stuff going on. There's a ton of stuff going on all over downtown, from Marie Drake Planetarium all the way down to South Franklin. So
that's right.
What have you got on your agenda?
So this month for First Friday, we have over 20 locations that are participating, like you said, all the way from the Planetarium down to South Franklin. At the Jack, we have a new exhibit opening by local artist Rebecca Shea. She's the owner of Ricochet Crafts, and she does, she's a fiber artist, and her exhibit is called Bite Size. It's all about food. So it's going to be a really cool exhibit. It's an interactive, immersive exhibit that is focused on her relationship with food. So we've seen some of the sneak peeks that she sent us. She has like a giant crocheted hot dog and dumplings.
Some large dumplings.
She has a crocheted hot dog.
Yes. So so her exhibit's going to have crocheted foods and also some 2D art on the wall. But she's exploring like the different traditional American foods that she was exposed to when she immigrated to the United States as a young person, and also traditional Cantonese dishes cooked by her family and the favorite street foods.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
it's singing my song right there.
Yes. Exactly. And the cool thing about her exhibit is that she is encouraging visitors to experience the joy that food brings to her life by interacting with these bite-sized pieces. So make sure you have clean hands when you come on Friday, and you'll be able to pick up the food, move them around, interact with the pieces, and then put them back where you found them.
Okay, yeah, be sure to put them back where you find them. Because I want to know where to find the crocheted hot dog. That's interesting. Now, that is going to be where, specifically?
That is at the Juneau Arts and Culture Center, and the opening is from 4 to 7 p.m. this Friday.
Is that in the room to the left when you walk in?
Okay. Yep, it's in our gallery space.
It's in the gallery space, okay. And then, what else?
So at Centennial Hall, there are two different exhibits. We are still opening up the Davis Gallery with the Juneau Wildlife Portraits, the paintings and photographs by Susan Watson and Christopher Grau. That is up throughout this month as well. And in the main hall is the Capital City Quilters, the 2024 quilt show, which will be open from noon to 7 p.m. And I encourage everyone to go. They're beautiful pieces every year. They have, I think they have a special exhibit, Today's Quilt, an Alaskan Perspective. And then there are vendor and gift sales, as well as a silent auction.
Right, and we had them on yesterday's
Capital
Chat.
Oh, fantastic. That's
lovely.
So we
got to talk quilts for a while. And you're right, they have some great pieces. And very exhibit worthy.
Exactly.
I mean, and it's going to be judged by a national accredited judge.
The quilts are so intricate. I'm always amazed, and I always wish that I have the talent that these women do.
Yeah, no kidding. I think most people wish they had that kind of talent. That's there's some very, very skilled quilters. Quilting, a very, very interesting art form.
Yes.
It really is. And what's this about wildlife portraits that I'm seeing on your website?
Yeah, so that's over at the Davis Gallery in Centennial Hall. Juneau Wildlife Portraits are paintings and photographs by Susan Watson and Christopher Grau. That is at the Davis Gallery. It opened last First Friday in April, and it's going to continue through May.
Okay.
And they'll be open, that Davis Gallery will be open from 4 to 7 p.m. to see the show.
Fantastic. There's something for everybody with this First Friday. There is with every First Friday.
Absolutely.
But this one's really got some really interesting stuff going on at the Alaska State Museum, the Capital mm-hmm. City Quilters, the Jack. We've got the wildlife portraits, the open house at the planetarium.
There's a couple of locations that are participating this month that haven't participated, like, uh-huh. you know, last month or months previously. Like, I noticed that Aunt Claudia's Dolls, a museum, is doing a soft reopen. They're located in the Triangle Building, I believe, on the second floor. Yeah. So they'll be open. We also have Willow and Luna, who will be open. They're on Seward Street. They're the handmade bag shop and studio. They have an artist who will be featured, and I believe I also saw that Caribou Crossings will be participating this month.
Oh, nice.
And they have a couple of featured artists that will be at the gallery down there.
Oh, excellent.
All the way on South Franklin. Mm-hmm.
All the way down South Franklin. So a little bit of something for everybody, and that is for the entire family. There is a deadline for entry for next year's exhibits, is there not?
That is correct.
Yes.
When is it?
So today, May 1st, 11:59 p.m. tonight, we are accepting applications all the way up until then for the gallery program, and that would be for a month-long exhibit starting October 2024 through September 2025 at the Jack. We also have space available at the Davis Gallery, so you know, we make awards for that space as well during that time.
This is for any art form, correct?
That's correct.
Any art form.
2D, 3D, you name it. You know, don't be afraid to apply if you aren't sure. If we accept ceramics, we accept ceramics. We accept crocheted art, fiber art. We've even had folks exhibit video. I mean, you name it.
All right. Mm-hmm. So today is the deadline, 11:59 tonight. And last but not least, I have one last question for you. Speaking of any kind of art form, there's something here called Neon Apocalypse
that
I'm seeing on the website. And I need, I know what it is, but please explain to the listeners what Neon Apocalypse is. It is a title of a show.
Yes, it's for the 2024 Wearable Art Extravaganza.
It's
that
back.
Is the theme.
Yes.
If you are an artist and want to participate, definitely do so by May 17th. That is the deadline. But if you want all of the information regarding ticket sales, which will be starting to Jack members beginning in mid-June, if you want all the information, go to our website, jahc.org.
Okay, now, with the Wearable Arts Extravaganza,
mm-hmm.
I've been to this multiple times in the past over the last, well, for a very long time. And there are some really, really creative minds throughout Southeast, not just in Juneau.
Absolutely.
But people from Haines to Ketchikan, even Seattle, have participated in this.
Yes.
Now, there are some new folks in Juneau that may not know about Wearable Arts. Exactly what is it?
So it's a creative showcase of exactly what it sounds like, wearable art. You would create something that either yourself or a model would wear, and you walk down a runway in front of folks. We have two shows, Saturday night and Sunday afternoon. You pick some music to walk to, and you just get out there and you strut your stuff.
Okay, are there rules to it? Like it can't be something that's been previously a wearable clothing of...
Not necessarily that. There are some guidelines and rules for artists, and
okay.
that information is detailed on the website.
Okay.
So there's an artist packet that we encourage everybody to go on and read. It talks about originality. It talks about cultural appropriation. It talks about the requirements for artists and models. And one thing I would add is that the deadline to apply is the 17th, but that doesn't mean that you have to have a completed piece. You just need to have a concept and draw drawings, photographs, supporting materials for what your vision is.
Right.
So, you know, if you're out there and you're like, well, that's not enough time for me to make something, like, you have all summer to finish your piece.
Right.
Yes.
Now, with that in mind, this is not just a Juneau thing. This is an international thing.
Yes.
And you can advance to other shows. Who was it that went to New Zealand and competed?
I think, was it David? I'm forgetting his last name. David Walker, I think.
That sounds right. It was somebody who had a very intricate wood attire.
That's
it was a dress, wasn't it?
Yes.
I remember that. And he went to New Zealand. And did he win?
I'm not sure.
Information.
But I mean, that's pretty cool.
It is.
It is an international thing. And very cool. If you haven't been to the Wearable Arts Extravaganza, this is going to be a good one. It's Neon Apocalypse, and those applications, if you'd like to enter, are due by the 17th of May. So learn more online at jahc.org. Thank you both for coming in and sharing with us.
Thank you.
Of course.
And we'll
thank
see you on First Friday. First Friday is this Friday. And we hope everybody gets downtown and enjoys the festivities. We have more Capital Chat coming your way. You want to keep your ears right here. It is 8:43. Good morning.
Back to Capital Chat. KINY.
All right, welcome back to Capital Chat on KINY 800 AM 94.9 FM. 8:45 is the time. In the studio, we have Sarah, and Sarah's here to tell us about the Juno Community Band and an event that's coming up, or possibly multiple events. Juno Community Bands provide adult wind and percussion players with various opportunities to make music together. I love that line on the description of what you come in to talk about. Sarah, could you please expand on that for us?
Sure. We're delighted to invite everybody to a chamber music concert on Friday, May 3rd at 7 p.m. at Holy Trinity Episcopal Church. And a chamber music concert is music played by small groups of musicians. So we have a solo, and we have a group that ranges up to, I think, about 11 French horn players.
Oh.
So it's going to be lots of fun.
And that group is the Taku Winds, right?
Well, we're related to the Taku Winds, but most of the people are players in Taku Winds, but this is not a Taku Winds concert.
See. I got you.
Taku Winds is the big whole band ensemble.
I got you. Okay, so this is the Taku Winds moonlighting session.
Yeah, there we go.
All right. The concert starts at 7 o'clock. Is that what I understand correctly?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Holy Trinity Episcopal Church. There is no charge, but donations will be accepted. Now, if somebody can't make it, is there a way that they could donate to help out?
Yes, you can make donations to Juno Community Bands, and those can be mailed to Post Office Box 20773.
Excellent. 27003.
20773.
P.O. Box 20773, and you can get those donations in. Now, what should we expect for this particular show?
Oh, I think we've got lots of fun things coming up for you. We're going to open, as I mentioned, the horn ensemble. I think there's 11 players, and they range from mature seniors to high school students. So it's a great range of people from our community.
Okay.
And they're going to open with the Alaska Flag Song played by 11 French horns. I think I have not heard it, but I think it's just going to be lovely.
I haven't heard it done by any French horns, but I do love that song. I actually have a couple of different recordings of it. Now, this again is this coming Friday, the 3rd of May, 7 p.m., Holy Trinity Episcopal Church. It is free.
It is free.
And
that's correct.
You know, it's a first Friday, too, so you get out and about, go enjoy some music, and go
and
enjoy the festivities.
And come on up and hear the concert. That'd be great.
Now, what part do you play in this?
Okay, I play a clarinet, and I'm actually playing in two smaller groups. Our next largest ensemble is a group of clarinets, and we have 10 clarinets. And we're going to be playing Gollywog's Cakewalk, which is a piece by Debussy. It's kind of a ragtime kind of piece, which is a lot of fun. And then I'm also playing in what we call the Woodwind Quintet, which is five of us. It's a oboe, flute, clarinet, French horn, and bassoon. And we're going to be playing a more contemporary piece by Eric Uwazin, called Roaring Forks, and it was written for a woodwind quintet, and it talks, the music evokes the beauty of Colorado.
Okay. Oh, wow. That sounds nice. Now, I'm not a very musical person or knowledgeable when it comes to musical instruments. Mm-hmm. Are there multiple sizes or sounds of clarinets?
Actually, there are, and we have two different sizes of clarinets in our ensemble. We have 6 B-flat clarinets, which is sort of the regular one that you see, and we have 4 bass clarinets. So that's really exciting. I've not seen 4 bass clarinets together in Juno before.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. And which do you play?
Actually, I'm playing one of the bass clarinets in that one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there are other sizes of clarinets, but those are the 2 most common ones that you will see.
Well, I love the sound of a clarinet. I'm just not knowledgeable as to...
Yeah, it's a lovely sound, and when you get all 10 of these clarinets playing together, it really is gorgeous.
Right. Excellent. This is pretty exciting stuff, so should be interesting to hear. And again, that is this Friday on May 3rd, and on First Friday, by the way, 7 p.m., Holy Trinity Episcopal Church, no charge. Donations are accepted to help out the Juno Community Bands. Sarah, thank you so much for joining us and bringing this to our attention. And how many people altogether are going to be involved in this? Do you know off the top of your head?
I'm guessing we have probably about 30 different individuals in the various groups. We have 7 different groups.
Wow, that's a lot of people playing.
It is. Yeah. It is. So it's exciting to see them.
Yeah, it's going to sound fantastic.
It is. It's great.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so
welcome.
Much. And again, that is this Friday, First Friday. So get downtown, go check out all the festivities. Make sure you make it over to Holy Trinity Church and take part in the concert that's going to be taking place there. Juno Community Bands presenting the Spring Winds, rather, 7 p.m. on Friday. That's going to be a lot of fun. And it's going to be a very festive and musical Friday evening.
It is.
All right. Really. There you go. That is our Capital Chat for today. You're listening to KINY 800 AM 94.9 FM. Thanks for joining us. We'll do it again tomorrow. Same time, same place.
Morning at 8:35. The fastest community connection available. Capital Chat. KINY.